ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Sexy Liberal Week in L.A. It's Hometown Sexy Liberal Week. I think it's going to get hot in here this morning. We may have to take off all our clothes.
Steffi.
Heavy breathing, I hear. Why? Could it be? Yes. Hump Days with Hal Sparks.
Yes! I think he's trying to get in my pants for real this time. You know what he just said?
What?
I said, I don't think you stream cameras at a good angle. And he said, I've been trying all morning to find a bad angle from you, and I can't.
Not even this all morning. I implied with what I was saying that I've been trying for months, if
just
not
kiss
years.
Me.
How long?
Didn't right. you just want Rick Perry and Mitt Romney to kiss, for God's sakes? They so need to hate.
Especially when he touched his shoulder.
Oh, my God. I thought he was going to punch him. He's going to punch him.
I'm like,
he's going to punch him. Oh, I thought it would be seriously. I thought you were going to be in Taiwan in a second.
So, here's the thing. Don't argue with a redneck and then touch him. But also don't argue with a redneck about things he doesn't understand and then
right.
touch him. Because you're just giving him an out. Like,
yeah.
he could just yell yeehaw and punch you in
yeah.
the face.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have to.
I was sitting there with Lisa where I'm like, oh, my God, he's going to punch him. He's going to punch him.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That was
gonna
awesome.
Be the first punching in
it'd be so
thing.
Good. It'd be so good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did I say that? I said that weeks ago, that they really need to have hate sex immediately. It's like they're just going to get right in each other's grill and just one of them's going to mess the other one's perfect hair and wow, you know.
Ooh, that would have been nice.
Yummy.
Right? Just me. All right, just my. Just saying. It was really heated. People don't. There's a fine line between love and hate. And people don't hate each other that much. It's mm-hmm. not some kind of.
Well,
you
they're
know.
Both. They're both frustrated because they yeah. can't understand how they're losing to Herman Cain.
Right.
Like,
yes.
Both of them. And it's
me. Borderline racist when he called Herman Cain brother twice.
Oh yeah. That is borderline racist.
Well, brother, let me tell you.
That's when he's trying to appear down.
Yeah, like
because
he doesn't have a ranch named N-word head.
Anybody who literally voted against Al Gore and for George Bush in 2000,
yeah.
based on the idea that you could have beer with one and the other was
yeah.
too stiff, who votes for Mitt Romney is a sociopath because he's like Mitt Romney is like the robot bizarro version
yeah.
of
Al Gore. I thought
you know
Rick
what I mean?
Perry
he's
at
like
some
a wind up Al
yeah.
Gore toy that's
yeah.
got the wrong recordings.
I thought at one point he was just going to go, I'm not a strong debater.
Yeah, right.
Not a strong swimmer.
I'm gonna run on I'm not a strong debater.
Yeah. It's really, wow. I had a feeling it was going to be a good night. So did Mike and Rowley.
Now, each candidate will have about 1 minute to answer the questions and 30 seconds for follow-ups and rebuttals.
I got a feeling.
I'm Congressman Ron Paul from Texas.
That tonight's going to be a dumb night.
I'm Rick Santorum.
Tonight's going to be just somebody.
I am businessman Herman Cain.
Tonight's going to be a waste of time.
I'm Mitt Romney. I'm Texas Governor Rick Perry.
Don't make no sense.
I'm Newt Gingrich.
My talking point, worth 50 cents. My name is Michelle Bachman. Too busy drill.
And
I'm not
Get off that sofa and change the channel.
Woohoo! Thank you, Mike and Raleigh. Yeah. Am I having too much fun now with the Republican debates? It's just...
And the right media, the right wing media is complaining that Anderson Cooper egged them on.
Oh, yeah.
I loved Mitt Romney. What a puss. At one point, he's like, Anderson!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look,
what's going on. He's pulling my hair.
It's a debate.
I thought Rick Perry was going to go, he touched me. Mom, he's
yeah.
touching
yeah.
me.
Yeah. Show me on the doll of Anderson Cooper where bad
Mitt Romney,
debate moderator touched you.
Show me where Mitt Romney touched you on the doll. Oh, it's so
magic. Here's the thing. These are the people, by the way, who think that there's too much nanny state and that you have to, individualist and
right.
run your, you know.
Yeah.
And Santorum, by the way, was doing precisely that. The hell with the rules. I'm going to keep talking so I make sure that I get my airtime. Because I don't pay attention to polls and I don't pay attention. If you notice, there was like a cartoon out about, you know, the 999 kind of joke, you know,
yeah.
Herman Cain's 999 plan and then, you know,
yeah.
999% smarter, blah, blah, blah.
Beer on the wall.
Yeah, and then... I think it was Santorum's was 999 seconds of airtime,
yeah.
You know? And you could tell he saw that and got mad and went, no, I'm going to seize the camera, because that's what that was about.
Right. Well, Lisa was saying, "What? How come they're not talking to Herman Cain?" I'm like, yeah, they did. They beat up his whole ridiculous nine plan in the beginning, and then they were done with him.
Well, and also the same day, he said he would negotiate with terrorists for the release of even one American soldier, and then had to walk the entire thing back.
Oh, how about the electric fence joke? It was a joke. No, it's not a joke. Did I say a joke? Not a joke.
No.
Electric predator drones. Frickin' sharks. Yes.
Yeah, right. And alligators in a moat, which he actually said at one point. And that was sort of a joke, but we're not quite sure.
I think Steve Hayes of the Brett Baer Show stole your sharks with friggin' laser beams thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He said it yesterday.
Oh, who is it? Superficial D-listed somewhere. Someone called William Donahue that blowhole from the Catholic League. He's my blowhole.
That's
I'm
right.
the one that has to debate that blowhole all the time.
Right.
He's the one
who accused
you of, say, Madonna shoving people into ovens or something like that.
Oh, he said if Madonna did a video where she shoved Jewish people into ovens, I'd support that, wouldn't I?
Oh, yeah.
But she didn't, and I didn't. And what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh, hypothetical land.
Yeah, he always drags you into the hypothetical alley. tries to beat the bejesus out of you.
I guess so, because I'm getting a nosebleed from the altitude in that, like that reach. Not since Richard Branson decided to put tourists in space has there been a reach.
Yeah.
if you and Madonna were on a train going to Chicago at 20 miles an hour, she shoved a Jewish... What?
Right.
I would never be on a train going to Chicago. Madonna and she, what? I don't know what you mean. All right. We've been talking about this a lot. I politics is nasty. It's not like this just happened, but is it me or is it nastier? I was telling you, I had this dinner. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta wait and tell you about this story.
Oh, I bet you do.
Uh-oh.
I got a dinner conversation this weekend with a gay, liberal, Obama basher, Republican.
Gay conservative.
My head was going to explode. Yes, conservative. Yeah. Excuse me. but even within families, whatever. And I thought last night, I'm watching, I'm going, okay, is it, do these, they hate each other. I mean, more than most years. They hate Mitt Romney so much. I mean, when you look at just the tone, mm-hmm. whether it's Rick Perry or Rick Santorum, and that's within one party. That's not even, I mean, imagine when we get to the general.
Well, and I've never seen so many people jockey so hard to lose.
Yeah.
Like, because that's really it. I mean, none of these, every one of them has an exclusion reason why 30% of their party, their base, the count on people won't vote for them.
Yeah. And Michelle 30%. Bachmann, meanwhile, is like, I have new serious hair.
Yeah.
Marcus told me it was too severe, but I think it's...
Not pastels, bold colors. I'm like, who reminded her of that line before she went on Zay? No pastels, bold colors.
Just, you know what? They wash you out.
Well, it's not...
It's the pale skin, the dark hair.
I mean, she's married to Tim Gunn, for Pete's
sake.
I mean, I don't
make
know
it
how.
Work. Make it work, Michelle. You got no facts, but you got no pastels either. Go!
Yeah.
Let's get that hair
bold
back in a bun.
Colors swinging for the fences.
You look super.
Here we go.
Oh, I can.
I'm super.
We're going to win this one.
Laughing.
There's going to be confetti again. Now we're going to be back in Iowa.
Super.
My dad's got a barn. Let's put on a debate.
Is super when you're
we can do it in the log cabin with all the other log cabin Republicans.
Yeah.
You know? That just
all
and,
right.
And by the way, log cabin. I'm just saying, it sounds a little. I mean, post Big Lebowski,
mm-hmm.
right?
With log jamming, log cabin. I'm just saying, there's. All right.
Okay, and my favorite was the apples and oranges. Now that was.
Yeah.
That's apples.
That's an apple.
No,
I'm trying to replace all the oranges with what?
What?
More oranges?
What?
Different oranges?
Yes, but I see
grapefruit. There's too many limes.
How do you make Mitt Romney look good? Seriously, but he's right. He's going to have a bushel of apples and oranges.
Yeah,
and then,
right.
What? Okay.
Will the people in Nevada not have to pay Nevada sales tax and in addition pay the 9% tax?
Governor Romney, you're doing the same thing that they're doing. You're mixing apples and oranges.
I'm going to be getting a bushel basket that has apples and oranges in it because I'm going to pay both taxes.
Well, it's apples.
Well, and here's not to defend Herman Cain, but in this particular circumstance, Herman Cain is kind of right in that none of their tax policies affect state taxes, and if anything, by them removing any kind of federal protective tax, a lot of states are going to have to go to a way higher tax rate to make
Absolutely.
Up for the lack of support that they're not going to get from the federal government. Once you shrink
yes.
federal government to a size,
right.
then it's the red states that will jack up their sales taxes. And it won't even be sales taxes because they won't be able to do
yeah.
it.
And it will
There'll be fees.
And it'll be in addition to Herman Cain's 9% sales
exactly.
tax. So like here in California right. where we have a 9%
yeah.
statewide
18.
tax,
Hello.
It would be an 18% sales
well,
tax.
Welcome
the,
to the
yeah.
36, 38, 40%
Herman
tax
Cain,
overall.
Right, right. By repeating this 17,000 times, he wants us, you know, to pay attention to it, so now we are. So here are the actual fun facts. Ezra mm-hmm. Klein writing, 999 could doom Republicans, writes Ron Klein. If Romney or Perry embraces the plan to gain favor with primary voters, it would court disaster in the general election for tens of millions of Americans, because they've done the actual numbers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not hard to... What, didn't he ask? He asked us last night. Do your own math! Do you, your family, if you do the math... All right, so here I did the math. For tens of millions of Americans making between $40,000 and $100,000 a year, and
uh-huh.
y'alls, if that's you, and who spend virtually every dollar they earn on basic goods, which most people do in this, you know, economy, that would be subject to a new 9% federal sales tax under Cain's plan, 999, a massive tax increase. A typical family of four making $70,000, paying $7,000 today in payroll and income taxes, would owe more than $12,000 in federal income and sales tax under Cain's blueprint right now. Excuse me. Republican primary voters who are moved by the rapidly anti-IRS, anti-government zeal are prepared to embrace 999 regardless of its effect on their personal pocketbooks. In the general election where pragmatic, non-ideological voters are swing blocked, the 999 proposal's impact on middle-class voters would be fatal. How about this on the top earners? It cuts the federal income tax rate on the highest earners to stunningly low level. A person earning $1 million a year,
mm-hmm.
that's you, who now pays on average $260,000 in federal income tax, would pay just $90,000.
Mm-hmm.
So that works out dandy for you if
well,
you're making $1 million.
Absolutely.
Here.
Well, Warren Buffett even came out, I think, a couple of days ago and said he would pay no taxes under Herman Cain's.
Awesome.
Plan,
yeah.
you know,
perfect.
At, you know, and it would set up a situation where we're literally paying millionaires and billionaires like a fee to stay in the country, essentially.
Don't leave
like,
us.
Here's, please.
It's that desperate end of the relationship.
Yeah, here's $600,000. Don't move.
I'll pay you to stay.
Yeah, stay here. Yeah, to fill your house with Chinese furniture.
19 minutes after the hour. It's a happy day because it's a hump day with Hal.
Mm.
Yay. We're back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
See, that wasn't so bad, was it?
Ooh, I gotta say, that was fantastic.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Hump Days with Hal Sparks, 24 minutes after the hour. Oh, now I could have a total, like, Apple class the whole morning. Okay, we just were curious because, oh, we have a couple really big fun surprises in the Sexy Liberal Show for this Friday and Saturday
oh,
night
yes.
in Los Angeles. I would just, there are a couple of scattered seats left. I would pick them up now because it's really exciting and I can't tell you. But I don't think John Fugelsang knows yet. Let's see if Siri, my personal assistant, lets how she, because we were talking about how all the opening acts across the country, how they've all pronounced Fugelsang differently.
Yeah.
So I think I should have Siri bring John up.
Yeah.
Here in Los Angeles. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, she
call,
can.
Hang on. Call John Fugelsang.
Calling John
Fugelsang. That was better than usual.
Yeah, that's better than half of the radio hosts that we've had across the country.
John Fargles.
Yeah, it's like the last names in Buckaroo Banzai.
Yeah.
John Big Booty.
Fraggle
John,
Rock.
Yeah, right.
Fraggle
John
Rock.
Fraggle Rock.
It's Big
right.
Bootay.
Yeah. Tay,
Jim,
Tay.
Jim Ward is here early.
Yay.
What special magic has entered our lives?
Well, I have a job to go to.
All right, whatever. Just pretend like you love me.
Yeah.
All right.
Just say it's Wednesdays and you couldn't wait to get here and hang
That's
out
right.
with me. For
That's
God's
what
sake.
It is.
Wow, there is actually a website called that Siri says. Other people obsessed with their personal assistant like I am on their new iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired, Siri. I hope you're not driving. Oh, Siri, you're funny. All right. If you say testing 1, 2, 3, she says, is this thing on? Oh,
oh nice.
All right. What's the best phone, the one you're holding? Siri, you're such a pimp. If you ask what's the meaning of life, she says that's easy. It's a philosophical question concerning the purpose and significance of life or existence in general. All right, Siri, that's four, someone 42. Took philosophy 101 in college. Okay. All right. Good morning, Jim Ward.
Apples and oranges and strawberries. Strawberries, right. That's where I had them. I knew there was a second key to the damn refrigerator. Right. You're going to have a cane mutiny on your hand. You don't
Michelle,
work out.
Did you bring any fruit to the discussion? Oh, never mind.
Really? Yes, Marcus is backstage.
Wow.
See,
oh.
I just let you fill in the joke yourself.
I just hate you, and I hate your ass face.
Yeah.
Here is Michelle Bachmann, Rick Perry, and Herman Cain.
That's a tax plan. It's not a jobs plan.
I don't think so, Herman. It's not going to fly.
Most of these are knee-jerk reactions.
Knee-jerk reactions.
Yeah. Rick Perry liked to give a knee-jerk to Mitt Romney's basket. Basket.
If you touch me one more time, you're going to get a knee-jerk reaction, Mitt.
Jim, was that the best man fight ever?
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Don't touch me.
Oh, my God. I'm like, oh, no. Oh, God, don't put that, that condescending hand on his shoulder. Oh, no.
Hey, little girl. I really did. Like, dude, don't touch him. Like,
dude.
This is that. Cause,
he's packing.
And because he's run out of ideas. Yes. And that's the first.
He's run out of ideas, but not ammunition.
Right. The first redneck to run out of ideas is the one who throws the first punch. This is how fights start.
And don't you think if you touched Rick Santorum, he would be like Stewart on.
I got nothing left to say. I run out of big words. I'm trying to.
And poor little tiny Ron Paul in his big giant suit. I just don't know about that. I just want to snuggle him.
I know. It's like he went to Wesley Clark's tailor, you know, and said, "Give me the Ross Perot."
Can it be that hard to get a smaller suit?
Yeah, right.
Buddy in Columbus.
I don't believe in tailors.
Buddy in Columbus. That's big government tailors. Yeah.
Hey, Mama. Just, you know, like, so far, let's do the run-on. Okay, gay soldier, boo, dying in coma, yay. What was the other one?
Execution, night, yay.
Yeah, but last night, the thing about... Herman Cain's people are poor because they want to be. And then the crowd goes nuts.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, right. I mean, he did a take on his whole, if you don't have a job, it's your fault.
Your own damn fault.
Yeah. If you're not successful, blame yourself.
Here's the thing. If you believe that, why would you ever use the unemployment rate as ammunition against anyone? Because you inherently believe that there's a good 20% of people out there who don't deserve work.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're saying it's all bootstraps, then the unemployment rate shouldn't factor into your political philosophy
so who cares
at all.
About those people? They're all
absolutely.
Slackers.
Absolutely.
Well, they don't want to be employed, clearly.
That's what I mean. Or they're not capable. They're not worth employment. So why would we worry about getting them a job?
Right. Yeah.
Why would you campaign on jobs?
29 minutes after the hour, a rollicking Hump Days with Hal Sparks off to a rollicking start, as usual. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
What's going on? Why are you being so happy and nice? Are you soaking your tampons in vodka again?
Why, yes, I am.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it.
I've soaked my harmonicas in vodka to disinfect them.
Have you really now?
Yes.
That's an interesting
to disinfect them, that's why.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Once
ladies,
contact
you should see what Jim Ward can do with his mouth. He was just playing harmonica.
I'm drunk and I don't know why. This tastes very familiar.
Jim Ward is
I got 100 proof in my lungs.
Jim, you should do some harmonica at Sexy Liberal.
Oh, I should.
Yeah. All right. Just saying, throwing that out there. 34 minutes after the hour.
Speaking of which, the Bruce Sanborn Band is going to be at... The home of the turtle races, Brennan's.
Oh, nice.
In Marina Del Rey.
When?
Tonight. 8
tonight.
O'clock tonight.
8 o'clock.
Yes.
Fantastic. All right. Jim will be sleepy tomorrow and funnier than ever.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, Siri will do what? See, you have to see. Now I have an Apple toy. Now I've been sucked into House Sparks au revoir. And now I'm on.
What?
That Siri
what?
Says au revoir.
Au revoir, his goodbye?
Never mind.
My oeuvre.
My oeuvre? Give me a second.
Goodbye. She was saying goodbye to me in French.
How much wood can a woodchuck chuck?
Hold on.
That does not.
Calling Vivian Garcia.
That's great.
Vivian Garcia.
She would know. That's the funny thing is Siri goes, found the only person in your address book who would know how much wood a woodchuck would chuck.
That's incredible.
Oh, boy. Oh, Siri. All right. So,
ask Chuck Wood.
We were speculating on
Chuck Wood. I'm going to put a Chuck Wood in my address book just for situations like that.
All right. So we were talking about, maybe it's just a dream, but Hal Sparks and I were really hoping. They were so close to a fist fight in Mitt Romney and Rick Perry.
It would have been great.
But it would have been terrible because you could tell neither one of them knows how to fight. Like
well,
you could
we were
tell
speculating
that
who would win and what would happen and how.
Yeah, well, the old theory is that, if you put hawks are very, they're fight. If you put two hawks next to each other, they'll attack each other, which is the exact opposite. Because they can kill, they can sit peacefully. But if you put two male doves next to each other, because of territorialism and fear, they'll kill each other. It's like the ugliest, bloodiest thing. Like, oh, they're just doves. And then
there's a lot of flailing.
Feathers and blood, and it
so
makes no sense.
That's what the Prince song was about.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And I just picture a lot of that
flailing. I think that's what would happen. You're just kind of punching while running away at the same time, kind of back turned, punching behind
stop
you.
Stop it. Quit it.
Yeah, right. And Anderson Cooper trying to separate them, which would have been genius.
Oh,
but,
God.
Yeah, because I've been in war zones and he just hosed them down like two dogs.
But then they just have a big cartoon black eye. Just
little birds. They come back from a break.
Cartoon birds around
the
head.
Steak on it, yeah.
But the truth is, you could tell neither one of them knows how to fight at all. And, Mitt Romney, because he's, raised in Utah,
that
as a Mormon.
I had my gun with me.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, of course not. Although I think you might shoot yourself down the leg.
Like I was thinking he might be armed. Actually, it's a Republican debate.
I've been shot myself.
Yeah, right, exactly. He would just yank the gun out.
Rick Perry would have been
the guy. If you touch me one more time.
You just made me shoot my own off.
Yeah, right. I just shot myself. Mother.
Greatest audio ever.
Oh,
right.
God. All right. Yeah, that would have been the second internet sensation of a guy that
absolutely
shot himself at this time.
It would have been the only interesting thing about that debate. The fact that those two guys have to beat up on Herman Cain's tax plan.
I just couldn't believe he was touching him. I'm like, he has guns and he has a ranch.
I just injured myself. I just injured myself. I just injured myself.
Michael in L.A., you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Great.
Hi to everybody in the chat room. It's CyberClubs.
Oh,
hey,
right on.
Yeah. I couldn't sleep last night after that debate. First, you have Ron Paul, who wants to bring back segregation, and he complains about people who are so prejudiced in this country, and I wonder about that. And then when an audience member says the people need help, and why are they giving foreign aid, they all suggest that they'd stop foreign aid.
Entirely,
as if, find
except
out that,
to Israel.
As if they would give it to the people then and help the people. My brain trying to rectify Republican logic is like playing Tetris two hours before bedtime.
Right.
Yeah, Michael, my favorite, though, was Ron Paul saying, Anderson Cooper said, even aid to Israel? And he's like, yes, let them figure it out themselves. The audience was like,
right.
Yeah. Let them figure it out.
Idea, though.
Well, that's the thing, is that, watching Michelle Bachmann go you see her freeze.
What about the rapture? If we don't give money to Israel.
And, you could clearly say that Israel is the greatest ally the United States has ever had. I'm like, we're certainly partnered with them or whatever.
I think Great Britain was.
Yeah, I'm going to go right there. If you go the actual allies. Yeah.
I noticed that. She's
that
we've like
actually
a
went to war with. I don't remember the debate about why isn't Israel sending troops into Iraq.
She's like a rapture. She's like a rapture robot. She's like, you're right, a rapture bot. Like you could see in that Will Smith movie, her eyes just flew open when he said that. She's like, oh, here's my issue, and her hand shot up. Anderson.
Yeah. They are the Israel is the greatest country. Israel exceptionalism.
You have activated the Rapture Bot 2000.
Right. Jehovah God.
Support Israel so we can destroy it at the end of time.
I could hear her praying before she talked.
Lord, the day is at hand. We are in the last days.
We can hear you. You have a lav mic.
I have the launch codes.
Yay!
Yay!
He's got the rapture! Okay, my husband and I have a rapture helmet business.
No pastel.
How dare you?
Bone colors for the rapture. Let's all hit the road. We're going to Israel.
Wow.
Armageddon, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain.
Right on the way. Then wait. Well, sure smells sweet when the wind comes
right
on the way.
I think the rapture. The rapture seems like a musical. The
yeah, it will.
Fox, like that's why he likes it.
When she does it, it will be a musical. That's like she's. She has an outfit picked out and a hairdo. I'm guaranteeing she has.
I'm sorry, Jim. Could you sing a bar of Rapture Homa?
Rapture Homa, where the nukes come sweeping down the plain.
Armageddon, where the hill is. Yeah, Armageddon is actually the hill in Israel where the troops will mass before they stream down in and wipe out the Jews who don't think
don't convert
the Messiah.
Last second.
Yeah,
yep.
Here's the not so
it's
very
adorable.
Here's the not-so-unsubtle racism of Rick Perry talking to Norman Cain.
Herman, I love you, brother, but let me tell you something. You don't have to have a big analysis to figure this thing out. It's not going to fly.
Yeah. And then he called him brother again. And said, I noticed he didn't call anyone else brother.
I ain't your brother.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I thought it's one of those, is that me moment. I'm like, is that me? That's really racist to call at least that guy brother twice, isn't it?
Yeah. So I'm to assume that if he ran as a Democrat and Bill Richardson was up there, he'd call him S.A.
Like, slow down over there, S.A.
Hey, Bill S.A.
Hermano.
Listen, the Hermano.
I was waiting for him to call Mitt Romney. Hey there, Magic Underpants.
Right.
Settle down. Listen, keep him off your own lawn first. How about that?
All right, Caffeine. Listen.
Tiffany in Illinois.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hi, Tia.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, so I thought who asked the best question of the night last night? I got to say this was comedy goodness, the entire debate. But was Ron Paul when he brought up the fact that Ronald Reagan negotiated for a hostage release.
That's right.
And everybody gave a huh?
What?
It was just like, they are so devoid of facts, of history. It's all like everybody's head exploded at once.
Right. It's like Michelle Bachmann chimed in at that point and just replaced Israel in a response with Reagan. Hey, Ronald Reagan is the greatest ally the United States has ever been.
Yeah, right.
It's like she's a Manchurian candidate. She just feels she got a rotating.
No, I'm telling you, I saw her eyes blink open like in iRobot. She just
Millionaires, Israel, Reagan. Millionaires, Israel,
it's
Reagan.
Time to play a little solitaire, Michelle.
Who's the doll? Who's the evil doll? Who am I thinking? Christine? Uh-huh. No, that's the car. No, not Chucky. Who's the female?
Talkie Tina.
Talkie Tina.
Talking Tina.
My name is Talkie Tina, and I'm going to kill you.
Wait, that's Michelle Bachmann.
It is.
Oh, yeah. She was opening up a camera rapture whoop ass on the cutoff aid to Israel. That was just like.
That's how we're supposed to group them there and kill them. I mean, we love them.
I wasn't supposed to say that part. Yeah, it was.
How do you say convert or die in Hebrew? That was one of her big questions in Bible camp.
I do love the Ron Paul turn the punch bowl moments. He just says something. There's a pause, and then it's like.
You guys do realize that Ronald Reagan negotiated with terrorists.
Yes.
Yeah. And then there's like.
Timing was to keep Jimmy Carter from getting reelected.
Right,
yeah,
absolutely.
October surprise.
He didn't he didn't negotiate with them. He conspired with them
right,
to rig an election, essentially.
Let's get to the Rick Perry Mitt Romney man fight.
Mitt, you lose all of your standing from my perspective because you hired illegals.
I don't think I've ever hired an illegal in my life.
I'm pretty sure.
And so I'm afraid, I'm looking forward to finding your facts on that because that just doesn't.
I'll tell you what the facts are.
Rick, again.
You had the work.
I'm speaking. I'm speaking.
The newspaper.
I'm speaking.
It's time for you to.
I'm speaking. No, it's my turn.
I'm speaking.
Mrs. Cooper.
I know you are, but what am I?
Yeah. All the eagles I've hired have been perfectly healthy.
Right.
And then it went on.
You stood here in front of the American people and did not tell the truth that you had illegals working on your property.
You have a problem with allowing someone to finish speaking. And I suggest that if you want to become president of the United States, you got to let both people speak.
Oh, condescending much.
And why would he think that about this particular Republican Party?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, at what point did... Because half those people went, no, you don't. Why would you let a Democrat speak? Well, that's what a filibuster is for. Yell you lie and stick your fingers back in your ears. What are you talking about?
Oh, we were so close to scuffling. We were so... like, middle of the headlock, something. Just a little, like...
If you want to engage in fisticuffs, my friend, I'm there.
Yeah, right. Pugilism. Good old fashioned.
Wait a minute. This is. He just gave me a wedgie. This is not the rules. Anderson! He gave me a swirly. Stop it.
It's like Romney would do.
You can't give a wedgie to magic underwear. That's a whole body thing. You can't give a wedgie to that.
I don't know. It would take a lot of.
A Mormon wedgie.
You need a structural engineer. Science is not their friend. So. But. I think if Romney did start a fight with him, he would put his hands up kind of like an old-fashioned pugilist, like wrists up, you know.
He was getting so immature.
Yeah.
And this from Michelle Bachman was going to go, by the way, Anderson, Ron Paul froze my bra right before the debate, right before he froze funds to Israel. And I object, it's not the rules. Anderson!
Who put the cellophane over the toilet bowl?
Who short-sheeted my suit? Ron Paul.
That is not funny. Somebody short-sheeted Ron Paul's suit.
God, I can only get the neck up around my waist.
It wasn't the size when I bought it.
Boink, boink, boink.
Boink, 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 boink.
I can't get into my suit. Boink, boink, boink,
boink, boink. Ron Paul getting into his pre-debate suit.
Oh, wait a minute. Who stuffed Mitt Romney's magic underwear in my suit?
That's why he's always
where does your leg go?
Close to last, because he's like, I got to get into my cartoon suit. Never mind.
And, of course, Newt Gingrich is, of course, stuck in the hole trying to get honey.
Oh, let's get to Newt Gingrich. 46 minutes after the hour. We're just getting warmed up. It is the Stephanie Miller Show.
Call the political party line now. 1-800-STEP-12. Stephanie Miller.
Of all the chair dancers in our chorus here at the Stephanie Miller Show, how smart is the cutest little Rock'em Sock'em Robot chair dancer?
I was doing the Camden, actually.
Sure. Oh, that's your baby.
Yeah, right. That's the... My nervous system is new. This is, the first, like, month.
I'm not sure how this stuff works yet.
And that's, by the way, where...
He would look exactly like Mitt Romney and Rick Perry fighting.
Exactly. That's where Bill Cosby got it from. You know, have you ever seen Bill Cosby do his little funny dance? That's because he's got four kids and babies do that. And he just did that because that's funny. And he did it in front of the crib and went, I'm going to save that for the show.
Speaking of which,
I started out as a child.
I can't ever see Newt Gingrich without picturing him in that big diaper. He just looks like a big fat baby.
Yeah, he looks like Mr. the New Year baby.
Yeah,
looks
when
like
he shut down the government.
Big hairy New Year baby.
Yeah, absolutely.
There he is last night.
There's a lot of big government behind Romney Care, not as much as Obamacare, but a heck of a lot more than your campaign has admitted.
We got the idea of an individual mandate from you. You did support an individual mandate.
Yes, sir.
Snap.
Well, that was the thing. He went, no, you didn't. I didn't. You got that from the Heritage Foundation. He goes, well, you were with the Heritage Foundation, and you guys both, it was a think tank.
He's
came
like,
up
right.
with it. And
frankly,
he went, yeah, okay. Well, that's right. More. That's closer to true. Whatever.
Got me there.
Copy that.
All right.
He should just appear in one of those, like, Tiffany blue boxes on stage. Like, they should just have a big Tiffany box with a hole cut out for his face.
There
or
was
he could
a,
be half stuck in it like Winnie the Pooh.
That's what he should go for his Halloween.
Halloween. Yeah.
This is how pathetic the Republican field is. It was a big story yesterday about Newt Gingrich's resurrection because he snuck into third place suddenly. We're like, really? That's it? That's the best you got?
Right.
That's your third idea?
Frankly...
What about him again?
Number three with a bullet, frankly.
He should change his name to Frank Lee.
Frank Lee. Frank Lee.
And then Rick Santorum. And
your plan was the basis for Obamacare. Your consultants helped Obama craft Obamacare.
You had your chance. Let me speak.
I'm trying to use the microphone.
And they kept doing it, like, on and on. And then it was like, look, the rules are that you get 30 seconds, and then I get 60 seconds. And, and you're like, what? You want to be president, and this is your answer to somebody being a freak out? where is the person who in that situation would go, okay, he's going to filibuster and let him finish whatever, knowing that Anderson Cooper will give you 30 seconds of uninterrupted time to
yeah,
talk.
Yeah, I thought
no
that Romney was
going to
start going, la, 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 la.
Let the
he
other guy
to, la,
la. Manage
he
the
He is talking,
debate.
I'm not listening.
And if he isn't doing it, can you please, while I'm trying to explain things,
trying to explain things, you're just going to burp through the whole thing.
Beverly in Atlanta, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, Bev.
Hey, Steph. Hey, Mook. Y'all, I'd love to have your caffeine, except I don't drink coffee.
Oh, all right. Well.
But I wanted to let you all know that, and I haven't heard y'all touch base on this, that there was actually a queen or Marie Antoinette was in the audience last night at one point. I don't know if you noticed the Sprinkle Sparkle rhinestone crown that was sitting atop a coiffed fake blonde head on the front row.
Oh, yeah. And that one lady with the, like, the kind of perm straightened, big, like she was in the band Angel from 1978. Yes. Like, it was an amazing, like, multi-tiered poodle cut, like, yeah, the kind of thing, yeah, like, you know, best in show. Yeah. It was that kind of a dude.
You know what it reminds me of? It's like some right-wing, like, let's make a deal on crack. The audience.
That's right, yeah.
Like, did you see last time they had the corner hat people
Brigade,
in costumes,
right,
and who's got a refrigerator freezer in their purse?
Right.
Yeah,
as the USS Forrestal.
Yeah. Gavin Harrison, come on down. You're the next potential GOP candidate, since nobody wants to vote for these numbs.
And you're right. We were close with Mitt Romney. It almost was Bruce Almighty. Almost.
My friend.
I'm speaking.
I'm talking.
Can't hear you.
It's mine.
When is Michelle Bachmann going to speak in tongues?
Oh, God.
To prove her religious test
with
over
a Minnesota accent.
She's saving that for the finale in the big musical. Carl in Illinois.
Yes, good morning. Thanks
good
morning. So much. Yes. Just wondering if anybody knows if Governor Perry is allowed to carry his piece. Like, if he were to suddenly stoop down as if he was going to tie his shoe and then came up guns a-blazing with yeah, Mitt Romney.
Sure.
What would be the repercussions of that?
I think his poll numbers would soar.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that because I would support him, but I think certain Republican voters will go, well, it takes a lot of guts to execute whoever you're debating against. Yeah. You know what I mean? If their indication, you know, if they're feeling against executing an innocent person, who may have rushed back into a fire to save their own children,
but
unsuccessful and were killed for it, I think he might actually gain some votes.
Speaking of executing innocent people, there is one other thing that Herman Cain must tell Jesus, and that is that he was killed by a liberal court.
I must tell Jesus, look out for liberals in your church. Look out for liberals.
All of my right,
in a column and blog post titled The Perfect Conservative, Cain makes the claim that Jesus, you could take your organ out for him, Paul, thanks, was politically conservative.
Right.
And he helped the poor without one government program.
Oh, you idiot.
After running through a list of reasons why Cain believes Jesus to be a model right winger, he concludes that the liberal court was responsible for his death.
The Romans were the right-wingers.
Yeah.
It was the Roman Empire.
Right.
Hitler based the Third Reich on the Roman Empire.
He said, never before and not since has there ever been such a perfect conservative.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it gets... yeah, they're all having fun with that. So, Value Voters Summit. Ron Paul makes his speech or whatever, and while throwing the word family in four times, he thinks, well, that'll get me in good. But he quotes the Bible, and he goes to 1 Samuel chapter 8, and he goes, this is indication that Samuel, people came to Samuel and said, we want a king. And he said, I'm going to tell you all the bad things you're going to get if you get a king. Again, he's going to tax you and take all and then he went and prayed, and God said, if they want a king, give him a king. The reason they came to him is because his sons ran everything. It was because his sons were destroying the whole place. It was Bush. It was W.
58 minutes after the hour. Back with more Hump Days of Hell on the Stephanie Miller Show.
You guys will rewrite the Bible.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Siri says, I can't get enough of it. Oh, Siri, my new personal assistant and I are getting so close. I have a new iPhone 4 because I hang around with the house park. Yep, 4S. Yeah. Check me out.
Sweet.
All right. And StephanieMiller.com, the website. SexyLiberal.com, the Sexy Liberal website. Let's see what we have, I believe, two sold-out shows here in Los Angeles. Let me see what Siri says, though, because Siri? It's Siri.
Yeah.
Sexy Liberal tickets, Los Angeles.
This adult retail store will move away from Los Angeles.
Well, she's getting closer.
Oh, Siri.
She's getting warmer.
You dirty little whore. That, not that kind of sexy liberal.
I will give
the comedy tour.
Ask Siri, are you a dirty little whore?
Should I ask her? I don't want to offend her. Our relationship is bad enough. Hang on. Siri, are you a dirty little whore?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I can't answer that.
Jim Ward could help you. Yeah. He could help you find out.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Sorry, Dave.
Yeah. Siri, can I put you in a silicone and hydraulic body?
All right.
Siri, can I put you in a real doll?
Siri, go to Sexy Liberal on Facebook. That you can find out all the information. I believe there may be single scattered seats, but we are sold out for Friday and Saturday this weekend in Los Angeles. And then the West Coast party continues.
San Francisco, still your hearts.
I left my home.
Because the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show is coming out to you.
In San Francisco.
San Francisco, your favorite progressive hotties are here to recruit you.
It does fit well with San Francisco. It's very diverse.
On October 28th at 8 p.m., Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour will perform live at the Broadway of the Bay Area, the Orpheum Theater.
Somebody did something big to get us here.
Tickets are available online at shnsf.com by calling 888-746-1799 or by visiting the Orpheum Theater box office. That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show in San Francisco.
Every other place in America is off limits to you except San Francisco.
Nope. Don't fault this show for shaking things up.
Rachel Maddow's mommy and daddy will be there.
Nice.
Wow, a couple of big surprises at the L.A. show. That's going to be really fun. I can't say anything. But by the way, they do sometimes release tickets last minute if for whatever reason. So even a few single seats may float around. So
cheers.
SexyLiberal.com, SexyLiberal on Facebook. San Francisco, by the way, the Orpheum, 2,000 seats, sold out Saturday night. Friday, there's only a very few tickets left. It's unbelievable. So pick those up. Then we got Austin, Buffalo, and then Fort Lauderdale for the rest of this year. Check it out.
It's wow.
Yes.
I'm telling you, it's wow.
Wow, baby.
Bruce with a love letter. Hi, Mama. I'm the Richard Engel-sized spaz. Oh, I remember him. He was teeny. Who schlepped all the way from Columbus to the Seattle Town Hall, starstruck and sandwiched between you and the goddess Randy Rhodes, could only muster Chris LaBoye's my hero. What? What? You're between me and Randy Rhodes? Chris LaBoye?
What? Really?
Or, as Siri says, LaVoie. LaVoie.
She says LaVoie, yeah.
No, she doesn't. Hang on. Let me do it. Hang on 1 second. I'm obsessed with Siri.
They're actually going to have...
Fire Chris LaVoie. See, I tried this yesterday. He missed a big meeting. Hang on, here we go. She's taking her time. She's got a moral dilemma.
You're still talking.
Yeah. I'm on break.
Yeah. Don't interrupt me. I'm trying to hit on this.
You did it.
All right, never mind.
She won't do it. Yeah, she won't even answer you anymore.
All right, fine. It's the third time I've tried to get her to fire you.
Thank you, Siri. You have pissed me off for the last time.
Don't give me the silent treatment, Siri. Okay. Ohio gets only partial praise in our effort to thwart GOP douchebag Governor John Kasich. We feel like we're the Jan Brady of liberal pushback. No. Nonetheless, we still love you like a child craving the approval of a tiger mom. I am liberal tiger mom, and I love you, Ohio. And I love your liberal pushback. Mm-hmm. We'll keep fighting the good fight here in swingy McSwing State. And who knows, maybe we'll get a visit from Sexy Liberal in 2012. Who knows, Rich? You never know where we're going.
It's entirely possible.
And neither do I. I check my paper calendar. All right. I think I might actually, that's the Apple calendar might be easy enough for me to use.
Yeah.
This might be a whole new era for me.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we were talking about the awesome debate last night.
Yes.
This is, you know, CNN.com had this because we were just talking about Herman Cain and saying Jesus was the perfect right winger.
Whatever.
Something. Liberals executed him. I don't know.
I must tell Jesus.
CNN.com, who does God want in the White House? Four Watch candidates. This may be a record, Hal. Four candidates, Michelle Bachmann, Herman Cain, Rick Perry, and Rick Santorum, have all said they sensed that God was leading them to run. Before, only George Bush, you know, knew that God wanted him to be president. Now
they all do.
Presumably four people have heard directly from God.
Well, traditionally,
God
doesn't understand
the Constitution very well.
Well, and also God has trouble making up his mind.
God is like Siri.
Read the Old Testament.
God is like Siri. Yeah. I don't know what you mean.
I think you have,
I already told Rick Santorum I want him to run.
Right. I was kidding, though. What? Don't you guys understand irony at all? Maybe it's my tone of voice.
Wait, let's ask Siri. Hang on.
I was pulling your leg.
All right. I swear I'll stop doing this at some point. Siri, who does God want to be president?
Oh,
see?
Nice.
It's just a hard question. All right, Rick Perry's wife last week, she's going to get back to us. She said her husband was being brutalized by the media because of his faith.
Sure.
And while his Republican opponents are there for good reasons, and they may feel like God called them to, I truly feel like we're here for that purpose. So she's like, well, they misunderstood God. God said Rick.
Well,
maybe you thought he said
again.
That,
there are a lot of instances.
No, he said Rick.
There's a lot of instances in the Bible where people misunderstood what God was saying entirely.
Yes.
And also other times when God said one thing and went, dude, I didn't mean that.
Not literally.
So,
Herman Cain was a guest on the Christian Broadcasting Network recently and recapped a conversation he said he had with God
Jesus.
Before the race.
I must tell you.
He said, I felt like Moses. Oh, dear God. When God said, I want you to go into Egypt and lead my people out, Moses resisted. I resisted. But you shouldn't question God. He is just like Moses.
No, but you should question whether or not you're having an auditory hallucination.
Yes.
Except instead of two tablets, he came down with two giant pizzas.
Right.
Giant garbage pizzas.
The Lord has given you three large...
Two tablets.
Two large pizzas.
Yes.
For $9.99. Mm-hmm. All right. By the way, his electric fence comment raising some concern in Mexico, oddly enough. This is what he actually said. He said, we'll have a real fence 20 feet high with barbed wire electrified with a sign on the other side that says, it can kill you. The following day, he said the statement was a joke, not a real proposal. That's not a serious plan. I've also said America needs to get a sense of humor. That's a joke, okay? But then didn't he walk it back again?
Yeah.
And say, no, I didn't mean joke.
Wasn't
joke.
A joke.
Not joke.
It's not a joke.
But I'm in charge of the fence. We're going to have a fence. It's going to be 20 feet high. It's going to have barbed wire on the top. It's going to be electrified. And there's going to be a sign on the other side that says, it will kill you.
And then he
I'm
said,
I'm kidding.
You people need to get
out of here. I apologize if it offended anyone. Mea culpa, mea culpa, mea culpa.
Yeah, and Michelle Bachmann knows from Camity.
He thought he was speaking Spanish.
Let's face it. We can't joke about this issue, and we can't have magnets to bring illegal aliens into the country.
Magnets? We have magnets now?
Oh, boy. Yeah, so Herman Cain, then he sort of walked back in the middle, didn't he, Jimmy?
He
kind of said, well, part of it might be like, no,
might
not a joke. Might be... Maybe some of it will be electric. You won't know which.
There might have been a single. I think the missing story here is the missing science moment that Michelle Bachmann just put in. First, dealing in magnets. Perhaps she stumbled on something. Perhaps illegal immigrants, for example, are
made of iron filings.
South polarized because they're from the south.
Filings.
And this is North America. And so they're drawn to us like a magnet. Whereas jobs and money are north polarized. And therefore, it's not corporations' fault the jobs went overseas. They're
magnetism.
Just being rejected by the magnet that's in in the forks in her dishwasher.
That's what pulls Republican politicians to Argentina.
Right.
When they want to.
Back in the 30s. No, wait. This
I'm waiting for that, and that may be next. Illegal immigrants are like refrigerator magnets. I have a Garfield one. It's like that. And then Herman Cain, that was precious. It was like, well, it might be, yes, there might be electric, but maybe not really bad, or maybe just enough to give you a bad hairdo, something. Not really to kill you, but What was that? I don't even know. He sort of walked it back halfway. It was a joke, and now it's sort of a
It's not going to kill him. It's just going to burn him real bad.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh,
what?
And he also admitted that he is a Coke sucker. That
I know the Coke brothers. Mm-hmm. The Koch brothers helped to start an organization called Americans for Prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
And I did some speaking when they were starting that organization. And I'm very proud of the relationship that I have with the Koch brothers as well as Americans for Prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
I have also attended some of their seminars and have found them very informative. So I don't have a close relationship, but I know them and I respect them. And they know me and they respect me.
I do have a close relationship with their money, what mm-hmm. they gave me.
Right.
It was very informative in that they informed me exactly what I must do.
Yes,
for them.
Billions do.
When I am. All right. 17 minutes after the hour, kids, the old way to send large files, of course, is, you know, those multiple files, and then you get bounce backs. You don't know if people got it.
No,
well, you
have. Really big envelope. That's how you used to do
well,
it.
Well, okay, you're going way, way back.
Courier.
My point is now there is the all new You Send It. It's like magic. It makes it easy to send large files of almost any size with just a few clicks.
Actually, it's like science in a really good way.
18 minutes after the hour, back with more Hump Days with Hal Sparks on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, it's a cross between beautiful and gross. I want to cry and vomit.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
It's time to get down and do the horse on by.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Hump Days with Hal Sparks. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 1-800-STEP-12. Sue in Rockville, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Sue.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Hi, Hal.
Hello.
I have a solution, okay, for this whole Republican candidate debate and stuff. Instead of more debate.
Would you let me talk? Would you let me? No, because you had your 60 seconds, and then I had my 30. And then
much easier. Give them each a gun. Send them up to Zanesville, Ohio, where they can go hunt the animals.
Yeah.
It's kill or be killed. It's the real free market. And if they kill any of the animals, they can eat them. That's tax-free. No 999 because it's used meat.
It's used food,
and then
sure.
And whoever's left standing, that can be the Republican candidate.
It is getting a little Lord of the Flies. I'm telling you, that's why Chris Christie didn't get in, because someone would have killed him with a rock.
Again, that's why would they bring guns if they're going to be all, you know, Rambo about it? Then strap a knife to a stick and jump out of a tree with your shirt off. I mean, have some guts if you want to call yourself a hunter.
Exactly. By the way, Sue writes, Steph, is there any way I can get a copy of the audio on that PSA for the Used Food Emporium of Herman Cain's? I'll give you a piece of ABC gum. It's up on my Facebook page, isn't it? Stephanie Miller Facebook, yeah. Stephanie Miller Show. This is from Mike and Raleigh.
Come on down to Used Foods Emporium. Thanks to President Kane, all of our used foods are now 100% tax-free. This week's specials are assorted sun-dried mammals, only 99 cents a pound. You can't resist that crunchy goodness. Be sure to visit the produce department for fresh found fruit from neighboring grocery store dumpsters. We have the softest apples in town. That's a fact. While you're at Used Foods Emporium, stop by the Hot Used Foods table for a wide variety of body temperature dishes freshly eliminated and regurgitated by our friendly staff. All the live long day. And don't forget, all of our used foods are 100% tax-free. This week, kids get free ABC gum with a purchase of $20 or more. Used Foods Emporium, now with 999 convenient locations.
All right. Stephanie Miller Show on Facebook. You can find that. Mike in Boston, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Thank you. I wanted to let you know I got my parents' tickets for the Phoenix Show.
Yay! February! Yahoo!
Yeah. Right now on the West Coast, you guys can't see it, but the Today Show is doing a bit about all the Republican candidates having to go to Donald Trump and essentially kiss his ring for approval. And I just find it funny. If George Soros, you know, if we had to do a thing about President Obama going to George Soros, everyone would be screaming. And yet
right.
it's okay that we, you know, Republicans have to go to billionaires to get approval.
Well, yeah, you have to keep in mind, though, there is a huge difference between George Soros and Donald Trump in that George Soros has actually made a bunch of money.
Hasn't been bankrupt
and
four
it
hasn't,
times? Yeah, and basically Donald Trump acquires debt, which is something that the Republicans are very good at. And that's, I mean, I think if you look at the Bush administration or Reagan,
right.
that's par for the course. Find a guy who has a net worth lower than anyone on the planet, ultimately, because he owes $500 million and kisses ring.
Mm-hmm.
That makes a lot of sense.
The president talking about his jobs bill this week.
Just last week, all the Republicans in the Senate got together and blocked this jobs bill. They refused to even debate it. Now, keep in mind, one poll found that 63% of Americans support the ideas in this jobs bill. But 100% of Republicans in the Senate voted against it.
He also was talking about the Republican plan.
The Republican plan says that what's standing between us and full employment is that we're preventing companies from polluting in our air and our water too much. We, on the other hand, have said, let's put teachers back in the classroom here in North Carolina and all across the country. All right, so those are two choices.
There's, which economists say would make the recession worse, which I think is their idea right before the election. President Obama said yesterday Occupy Wall Street is not that different from some of the Tea Party protests. He said, I understand the frustrations being expressed in these protests. In some ways, they're not that different from some of the protests we saw coming from the Tea Party. Both on the left and on the right, I think people feel separated from their government. They feel their institutions aren't looking out for them. Obama and his team are offering an arm's distance pat on the back to the movement that could prove a major boost to his de-energized progressive base or implode in a heap of confused leftist acrimony that turns off mainstream voters, is this analysis. Hal Sparks, yours? Well, on the whole, because he obviously addressed his, base
because
yesterday.
Right. Well, I think it was very reasonable what he said as a president to not... And the thing is, I think he's aware, much like the Wisconsin situation, where he realizes that the minute he steps in full force...
Right.
The right wing comes down on it even harder and makes it even more difficult for the people there. And it becomes his issue instead of theirs.
But I hate to say, I agree. I mean, I know you do agree. I agree with Barney Frank. It's like, where were you in the midterms? Dodd-Frank, a stronger version of Dodd-Frank is what these people are talking about in Occupy Wall Street. And where were you?
Right,
why didn't you put more Democrats in?
You got talked out of voting and you got talked out of doing it by the Republican talking machine.
Yeah.
And you're not copping to that fact. No one is there going, you know what, I should have voted for the Democrat in that last election because it would have been different, because it would have been different. I think, what's interesting about the, if you look at the analogy of these wild animals loose in Ohio as an example, of who would have done what, if you look at, the GOP field, I think you can clearly see, where, Michelle Bachmann would have just penned them in and, made them behave like she wants them to behave like Marcus. Ron Paul would have left them alone and not interfered until they ate him. And then I think, Herman Cain would have done 9 animals, 9 bullets, 9 missed shots, whatever.
Right.
Romney would have just gone and hid in one of his mansions and just kind of hit a button and all the windows would have sealed shut.
He would have been Marlon Perkins.
And
I'll wait here in the safety of the helicopter.
Obama would have sent in SEAL teams.
An illegal immigrant in.
Right. And Obama would have sent in SEAL Team 6 with darts to put them all to sleep and put them back where they were supposed to go.
29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, let's keep that plan between you, me, and the string of therapists who won't be able to help you.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. This hour brought to you by Scott's Miracle-Gro. Make the most of fall. Scott's, visit scotts.com today. 34 minutes after the hour, hump days with Hal Sparks, sexy liberal himself. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number. Art, my right-wing love muffin in Chicago. Hi, Art.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hey, listen, I listen to this station quite a bit. Mm-hmm. I want to see how the other party's doing.
Sure.
But I'm getting sick and tired of this guy lying to me, Mr. Obama.
Uh-huh. What did he lie to you about?
Republicans didn't block his work plan. It was the Democrats. They got more Democrats in the Senate than they got Republicans.
But it was Republicans that filibustered it.
So how many Democrats?
They stopped even having a debate on it, the Republicans.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Right.
What?
Okay. Now, one other thing.
I'm sorry. What was
Art.
What was the trouble about?
Wait, Art. If you want to talk about what you're being lied to, then respond to the answer you're given that's actually factual. Every single Republican voted against tabling it, only even for debate.
Oh,
two Democrats sided with them.
Yes.
Two Democrats, and there is a majority of Democrats in the Senate. Okay.
But don't tell me the Republicans. They could have won it. So don't lie.
No, they filibustered it. It could not even be debated.
It couldn't be debated. It didn't even go up for a vote.
Right. Right. Republicans blocked it, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
They did.
But there's more Democrats in the Senate than there are Republicans.
Yes.
Right. But you need 60 votes. You need a 60-vote majority to put stuff up for debate, and they blocked that.
Shut it up. Yeah, but one thing, sir.
What'd you say?
I know progressive.
What'd you say, Art?
I said one thing that I really approve the progressive. They're starting to come forward.
Uh-huh.
They're pushing for me to buy gold. Now, the more gold I buy, the richer I get. So you guys are really doing a real good job pushing buying gold. That's great.
Uh-huh.
I like that. I like that very much.
Uh-huh.
So
what's your point?
What's my point?
Yeah.
What's wrong with buying gold as part of your investment portfolio?
Everybody gets rich, right? Instead of getting the rich guys poor, that's what you want. You want the rich guys to get
okay.
poor.
Okay. Now,
what the?
The poor guys get rich.
Art.
All right.
Art, you're going to give yourself a brain cramp talking.
My favorite thing is how he chuckles when he thinks he's just gotten
made a point.
I nailed her.
I can just hear him telling the story all day.
I'm laughing even before
so
I say what I'm going to say.
I says
to that whippersnapper.
That's called insanity. I laugh even before I'm finished speaking.
Yeah, right. There's more Democrats than Republicans in the Senate. I gotcha. I'm not listening to any of the points you're making because I know you're probably right.
Please, and call ITM Trading and tell them that Stephanie sent you. Please, buy gold as part of your investment.
Yeah,
$2,800 gold. What's your point? Wow, I got her on that one.
Well, because you want to make the rich guys poor. So I'm just going
to wanting me to buy gold.
That was a good one. I got it.
How is it? Miros's voice so irritating that you could just seriously.
Yeah, they're almost as irritating as his ideas.
Yeah,
or lack thereof.
I want to pour something hot in my
condescension hoo-ha. Is bad when you have a point, but when you don't, it's even worse. Absurd.
Yeah. It's Mitt Romney-esque.
Yeah.
Here's some advice, my friend, if you'd like to be president.
Don't put your hand on my shoulder. Here's some advice. If you want to live to be vice president,
he gave him that Robert Conrad look. Rick Perry just knocked the battery off my.
Right.
Don't do that. Yeah, I love this. The Politico piece, Perry versus Romney. Now it's personal. I love their account
don't
of
touch
it.
Me.
The usual, usually polished and suave Romney, confronted in his most direct marriage to date, was red-faced and animated, so flustered and angered by the attack that he fired back with a taunt. Perry jabbed Romney has had a tough couple of debates. The visual dimension of the confrontation highlighted the animosity. Perry repeatedly interrupted Romney. Romney put his hand on Perry's shoulder. Yeah, that was the moment. And Perry shot Romney a ferocious glance. It was as intense and intimate a moment as there's been in the campaign so far. See? It's as close as my prediction. They are going to have hate sex at some point. They're this close.
That would be, that would be such a glee moment, you know, where they just kind of the bully just starts making out immediately.
The gay version of, the cheers scene. I hate you. I hate you more.
I hate you more. And then Michelle Bachman goes, I'm good at breaking this kind of thing up. I'll handle it.
Can I tell you how many times I've broken this up in my rumpus room?
You're getting Santorum all over the place.
Marcus!
Marcus, what are you doing?
Stop putting the rump back in rumpus room. Damn it.
I just had a little wardrobe malfunction.
Oh, there's Santorum everywhere.
Oh, God.
You know what? I bet you she has hit him with a toy guitar. Catching him with nail hookers in the rumpus
These
room.
These are your final days.
Oh, Jehovah God. No, his name is Jose. He helps clean the house.
Okay.
He's not illegal, though.
Rick Perry's
strategist
said of Romney, he's extremely thin-skinned. He got very rattled. I think that's something we haven't seen before. Romney's spokesperson said, people are looking for a lot of qualities in the next president. Someone who responds to losing debates with anger is not a quality they particularly like. Deeming Perry a desperate hothead. It's like in a football game when someone's losing and they start shoving. I love this. None of the previous debates exposed the guts of the Republican contest quite like this because none has been so personally nasty. Yes, because it exposed how personally nasty they all are.
Yeah.
Really, in a very jarring way. That Perry and Romney can't stand each other has long been accepted in GOP circles, but their mutual contempt came in also into stark relief on the strip. It overshadowed all else. It even managed to overshadow Herman Cain. Yeah, after they beat the bejesus out of his 999 plan, then he was just sort of standing there like, What's going on?
What just happened?
Huh?
I support Israel 9%. I'm for negotiating with terrorists 9%. I've checked SimCity.
Politico sums it up after an unsparing.
Man, City, he sold me really good.
An unsparing inquisition of Keynes' tax plan and his stumbling answers to foreign policy questions seemed to relegate him back to the margins of the conversation.
For the record, Herman Cain did get his tax plan from SimCity, but Rick Perry and got his foreign policy from Halo.
Yeah.
So everybody is an alien, and you should kill them.
Melissa in Phoenix here on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Melissa.
I believe, and I'd love Jim to do a bit on this, that John McCain has officially entered into grumpy old man territory. Which
oh, just now?
Well, I mean, it was before, but I'd love to hear the bit that Jim could do. And on the buses were Canadian. Heh! You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right. Yeah, but which, by the way, his stupid bus was the same. Yeah, was Canadian same. As well. Yeah, same company.
Right.
Part of the shell was made in Canada, part here, whatever. Yeah, he was that big, ugly bus.
Airstrike on those Canadian buses. So Tommy welfare.
Oh, Grampy. Grampy, yep, Grampy. Alex and...
Grandpa, Matlock's not real.
Neither are my teeth, but I can still eat corn on the cob if someone cuts it off and smushes it into a fine paste. Now, that's good eating.
Alex, he eats used food.
Yeah. I love how they had Wayne Newton after the debate last night, and now literally they went to an interview with him, posted because it was in Las Vegas, so they... Let's all...
That's where we are today, Wayne the Republicans. Newton. Alex in Florida. Hi, Alex.
Hello, Stephanie.
Hi.
And friends.
Yes.
True story, too funny, watching the Republican debate last night, fingernails on a chalkboard, of course, flipping that between Rachel and them because I had to get some kind of sanity in my life.
Uh-huh.
And my five-year-old daughter walks in and goes, why are all the old people on the TV?
Oh.
And I was like, that's where we're headed.
Precious. Precious, precious little
that's
child.
That's not fair. Rick Santorum's not that old.
He's just wrong. He's just... Terry in San Antonio. Hello, Terry.
Hey, Steph. Hey, Hal. Hey, Luke. I love you all.
Thank you.
And I want to thank you all for watching the debates for me, because every time I think about one, I just throw up a little bit in my mouth every time.
Yep.
And I can't do it. but I did want to bring something up. I'm an unemployed nurse, and... you know, mm-hmm. I don't know if anybody's aware of this, but HCA, which is a corporation that has bought out hospitals across the nation, are looking at getting rid of all of the LVNs in their employ before January 1st,
mm-hmm.
which is going to add to unemployment rolls by far. I'm already laid off. I've been out of work for 2 months. I'm at a nurse was out of work for 7 months yesterday at a job fair. And, you know, this is just getting crazy. And this, you know, 999 plan, you know, the pizza plan and, mm-hmm. you know, all this stuff, it's just nuts, you know.
Yeah, did you ever hear him explain how it's a jobs plan? What is that?
If you lower taxes, jobs magically appear.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because ingenuity is laced to cash. The other thing is, if you're in a hospital and you're sick, blame yourself.
Yeah, right.
Don't
yeah.
ask for a nurse. Yeah. Get a pair of pliers and pull that tumor out.
Just do it
and
yourself.
Punch it in the face.
Just punch it in the back of the head.
That's my 999 plan for health care. Just if somebody says you need medicine, just yell no at them in German. 999. If you have cancer because
it's your own damn fault,
because a chemical company or a coal company polluted the stream up river from your house,
you shouldn't have drunk
you
out the stream.
You should have moved.
Yeah, you should have.
You should have known you were being poisoned.
Mm-hmm. By the way, here's another edition of
pizza tastes funny.
Republicans and comedy, not so much.
Not ha ha fun.
No sexy right wing comedy tour. You know?
No,
not really.
But Dennis Miller is at the Orleans. In Vegas, awesome. Every Great. So often. Right. So, there you go.
Massachusetts candidate for U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren, who, by the way, is funny and awesome.
Mm-hmm.
She once again has been unwittingly drawn into a silly non-controversy with another innocuous attempt at self-effacement. This time she referenced her Oklahoma roots by telling an interviewer that she's going for the hick boat here. The remark prompted Massachusetts Republican spokesman Tim Buckley to demand an explanation about just whom Professor Warren was referring to when she spoke of winning the hick vote. She was talking about herself, you moron. It was a joke. She was saying, I'm a hick from Oklahoma. Oh, her remarks were in response to attempts by her opponents, including Scott Brown, to paint her as both a Harvard elitist and an unsophisticated rube. She said, I'm a new category, an elite hick. She said on a radio show, went on to explain at length, the choice Americans face transcends being a hick, transcends being a fancy pants professor, explaining...
Fancy pink pants.
Right. The radio host said, he, as a fellow person who was born in Oklahoma and raised in West Virginia, I've been called a hick myself a lot. I got to say, I'd love to see you in office. Warren joked, well, I'm going for the hick vote here. Maybe we could start wearing stickers that say Hicks for Elizabeth. Could we do that? So then this guy's like, I'm...
You can't out blue collar me. I have to pretend to care about working people.
Professor Warren's insulting use of the word hick offers a revealing prism into her elitist and arrogant worldview. Massachusetts voters deserve an explanation.
They got the explanation from her, but you weren't listening. Dope.
God. Is that it? That all you got? All right. 46 minutes after the hour, we continue Right Wing World with Hump Days with Hal Sparks on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Not bad. Like frisbee golf, I'm glad I tried it once.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Oh, boy. Things on the interwebs. Yeah. There's an entire website devoted to pictures of women alone laughing with salad.
Yeah.
Okay. Are they laughing at the salad or with it?
With it? I don't know.
All kinds of.
Okay. In the general vicinity of.
Okay.
But not limited to, at, or near. I mean, there's a lot of variability in there. That's why it was worthy of a blog. Because there's very, you know.
Let's see.
Laughing in relative proximity to salad.
Oh, Brennan is the, he's the little, the five-year-old. George Bush is a dump truck, that guy.
Except he's.
Yeah, his dad is on the phone. Hang on 1 second here. We
have. Can you say George Bush is a dump truck?
My birthday is a dump truck.
Thank you, Brennan.
Okay. This is Brennan's dad. Hi, Brian.
Hey.
Hi.
Actually, Brennan's 13 now, and now he knows that George Bush is a dump truck. He,
okay. Almost had to get the bleep button ready.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
Hi, Brian. What's up?
Hey, I just we're going to be at the show on Saturday night.
Why? Hey, how did I know you're a sexy liberal parent? I figured as much.
My wife is, but, you know, one out of two is not bad.
Yeah.
Anyways, I just wanted to offer to stand in for Hal on the teabagging.
Oh, that's very sweet. Nice. If he should become injured in some way and we need a stunt teabagger?
No, we'll do a tag team style, like wrestling. Like, I do it until I'm completely worn out and smacking my shoulder in pain, and then he just reaches over the turnbuckle and with his hand outstretched, and I just manage to brush fingertips, and he gets in at the last minute.
Thank you, Brian. You are officially the stand-in,
stunt teabagger
for the Sexy Liberal LA show. Thank you.
Yeah, just holler, Hal. I'll be right there.
I appreciate it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. Sometimes you got to ice down. I'm
so going to tag team him when you're down on the floor.
Awesome.
I'm gonna make you stay there. And then it's
awesome. Yep. All right. My favorite was when my mom was at the Asheville show. That was awesome. That's something, you know, they hoped for their whole lives. My parents hoped and saved for. Okay, let's dive into the Right Wing World and see what's doing, shall we? Oh, I'm so proud. Okay.
Oh, human centipede teabagging. We can do it that way.
That's what that USC education was for. Okay. All right. Rush Limbaugh on the CNN debate.
It's a CNN debate. And they're worried at CNN that they got a poll that shows Republican energy and enthusiasm to vote is twice as high as Democrat energy. So their objective at CNN is going to be to make every one of these people look like an absolute wacko nutcase fruitcake.
By letting them
speak.
They
didn't need much help.
Yeah.
They didn't need much help last night. Wow. Oh, so it's Anderson Cooper's fault now. He made them look like wacko nutcakes.
He made Michelle Bachmann not know that Libya is in Africa.
Sure.
That was his fault.
Okay.
Because he asked a gotcha question.
Peter Johnson. Is that really his name?
Peter Richard Johnson.
Okay. And Fox and Friends.
There's no doubt that at its heart, though these are frustrated, angry folks who are perpetrating class warfare, who are jealous of the so-called 1%,
he was talking about
who are jealous
candidates.
Of the middle 40%. Oh. Mm-hmm. There is a capitalistic streak that they can't control with regard to what they're doing. And so this will be overtaken by that. This will be overtaken by the unions.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they're more concerned about selling T-shirts that say, you know, OWS with a pound sign on it than they are about the actual issue of it.
Instead, I got it. Yeah. Mm.
Instead of coalescing something into a bumper sticker and trying to sell it, they're actually sitting down there having conversations about all kinds of issues.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here's an FYI for you, by the way. If we hate capitalism so much, how come sexy liberal tickets are flying out the window?
Out the door. Yeah, that's right. Sorry.
And we're giving to sexy liberal causes. How about that? Trevor Project here in Los Angeles.
You can't do capitalism without a little socialism thrown in.
Yeah,
is that how it works?
We threw that in just to piss them off. We're winning at socialism and capitalism and throwing in some socialism.
Jesus would have been mad at you.
Yeah.
Because he was killed by a liberal court.
Somewhere. Baby Jesus is crying.
Yeah. And he's crying because...
Somewhere Jesus is weeping.
Why? Because our show is outselling yours and Dennis Miller? That stupid show!
Where is Jesus that there's...
I apologize.
If heaven is a place where you can actually weep, it's not really heaven. It's just kind of like a place.
Sure.
It has a lot in common with your parents' basement. You can have a great time there, too, and you can also cry.
Steve Jobs caused the BlackBerry outage from heaven?
Yes.
Do you think so?
I think he...
I think since everybody reverse engineers all Apple products, there was an element where his passing actually put a cramp in all R&D.
All right. Michael Goodwin on Fox and Friends.
The city and the state, whoever, the feds, have to back away from these people and realize this is a socialist movement designed to destroy capitalism.
Yes.
It's not about legitimate grievances. Yes, I'm sure there are people there who would like jobs. In fact, however, many of them quit jobs to come there to protest.
No.
I mean, this is not a jobs movement. This is a social movement designed to upset capitalism.
That's what it was. I mean, yeah.
He knows that how? That everybody quit a job to come there?
Quit their job.
Really?
Did a little internal polling? Yeah, they're so committed to bringing down capitalism that they stopped working
just to make a point.
Allstate. You know, I was there. I was working customer service and I had a house and children and that kind of stuff. But this is more important to undermine Wall Street in the abstract. So
right,
I'm going to quit my job and
Guilfoyle
go live in a tent.
On the five.
And you have
Kimberly,
half of the country not
and I'm proud of that.
Paying any taxes whatsoever.
Right.
So the fact that you suggest that the people that are making, believe me, even
$250,000
above are carrying this country.
Did you see that Michelle Bachmann last night? Yes, everybody should pay something, even if it's only a dollar.
Everybody does.
Yay.
Yeah, yeah. Sales tax.
Yeah.
Payroll tax.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, they just don't make enough money to pay an income tax.
Right.
And you should work towards the day that they do. That's
all right,
that
Dick,
would one make.
Excuse me? Not you. Morris.
Oh, understood.
When you get a leftist movement like this going on that goes way over, it puts the president in a very, very difficult situation. Just think of the flip side. Think if you had a large Klan movement in the United States with a Republican president. Or think if the Tea Party were demonstrating against a Republican president, saying he'd sold out too much.
Mm-hmm.
Obama can't afford to lose them on the left because they're the core of his support.
So the Klan is the core of the GOP support.
He admitted it.
Okay,
wow.
Good.
Okay.
I'm glad. Thanks. Thanks, Dick.
Morris. Kevin Sorbo.
Is his first
the
name Morris?
Quinn? Dr. Quinn actor?
His name is Morris?
Unhandy? Yes.
Kevin Sorbo.
It's pretty amazing. Let me ask you, if Herman Cain gets in, is that the same sentiment then? They'll get the end man out of the White House? I get so tired of the race card. I get tired of it. It's a crutch that's been going on for a long, long time. And if you had 97% of the black population voted for Obama, is that kind of not a racist vote in itself?
Let me get this straight. He had the actor from Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman on for his views on race.
Whatever happened to the shut up and act stuff with Hollywood?
Yeah.
Why don't you go to a big
that
Hollywood actor?
All right. Right back. Hump Days with Hal on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I'm walking on sunshine. Well, I'm walking on sunshine. Well, and I feel good. Hey, I'm like that. is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Hump Days with Sexy Liberal Hal Sparks, live in studio all 3 hours. It is Sexy Liberal Week here in Los Angeles for the big L.A. Sexy Liberal Show at the Wadsworth Theater. I believe sold out, but there may be a couple of extra tickets floating around. Go to Sexy Liberal on Facebook, sexyliberal.com. Voice DD Jim Ward figuring out his skits, and I told him it doesn't matter. He'll just say, hi, I'm Jim... And whatever.
Yeah, don't
and now
hear
here's
another.
Kim Jong. I'm like, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Kim Jong Il playing the harmonica.
Okay. Right. Whatever. Chris LaVoy, Rebecca Taylor, and Jim Ward will be opening up
very
the big show.
Very exciting.
And we have a couple of very big guest surprises that I can't tell you about. It's the hometown show.
Yeah.
You know, we're here in Hollywood. We got to bust it out for the big hometown
show.
Yeah,
well, we also don't
know who the special guests are going to be.
Yeah, ask
right.
Siri.
Okay, hang on a second. I'm Siri, my personal assistant on my new
what
iPhone
4S. What if she blurts out the right names? So that'd be weird.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
She won't.
Siri,
how did you know?
Siri's going to sabotage me. Okay. Who are celebrity guests at L.A. Sexy Liberal?
Let me check that for you.
Okay, she's good to
see. Let me check right. that for you. I think I have some.
All
Let
right.
me check your paper calendar.
That's what she's doing. She's at my house, sneaking around my paper calendar, seeing what's up and who's who. Okay. And then check sexyliberal.com, sexyliberal on Facebook for upcoming shows. We're going to mess with Texas. You know why? We're just going to go and lightly, gently place our hand on Rick Perry's shoulder.
Yeah.
Lone Star State Liberals, no
in a creepy
need to feel
way.
Lonesome anymore. Because these seductive
me.
Progressives are about to make the Dixie Chicks proud of Texas once again. The Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show is thrilled to announce that they're coming to the most controversial town on their world tour, Austin, Texas.
If this is Austin, I still love you.
An army of the worst dregs ever to soil the face of the West.
Austin, Texas. On November 12th at the Long Center, John Feeblesang, Hal Sparks, and Stephanie Miller are coming to clear Bush, I mean Brush, and spread some liberal love. Tickets are available online at thelongcenter.org or by calling 512-474-5664. It's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show. Austin, prepare your city to be taken to its limits of laughter.
Yep, all right. Go to you can check out the whole schedule. We got San Francisco next weekend, and then yes, Austin, Buffalo, Fort Lauderdale. It's a whole thing. And think how many more Republican debates there'll be to make fun of by then.
I know.
It's just comedy keeps
There's
making itself.
There's three more this week. It's great.
I had a feeling last night was going to be good, and it was. So.
Now, each candidate will have about 1 minute to answer the questions and 30 seconds for follow-ups and rebuttals.
I got a feeling.
I'm Congressman Ron Paul from Texas.
That tonight's going to be a dumb night.
I'm Rick Santorum.
Tonight's going to be just somebody.
I am businessman Herman Cain.
Tonight's going to be a waste of time.
I'm Mitt Romney.
I'm Texas Governor Rick Perry.
No,
I'm Newt Gingrich.
I got my
My name is Michelle Bachman.
Too busy drilled and 999. Get off that sofa and change the channel.
Woohoo! Thank you, Mike and Raleigh.
By the way, Michelle Bachman's outfit last night.
Yes.
Hair back.
Severe.
Military. Like she's basically wearing a Navy outfit. She was
you're
literal,
God's little warrior. You go out there in your little military suit and your severe haircut and you
right.
kick some ass, honey. Kick some ass, honey.
Somebody was humming, in the Navy.
We were saying we could, when Ron Paul said we should cut off all aid to Israel, she her eyes flew open like the, she's like the Rapture robot. She's
Rapture Bot 2000.
Must not stop the rapture. And then she raised her hand, her arm shot up.
Yeah. No.
The rapture bot.
No.
I'm free.
Anderson.
I can walk.
Anderson. Aid to Israel.
Yeah.
What? But then how are we going to round up all the Jews so they can convert or die during the rapture?
Whoa, I'm telling you, it was that scene in iRobot. The eyes just...
Yeah.
And you have activated the Rapture Bot now.
Yeah, right. Mm. You have activated the Rapture Bot 5000.
Lord, the day is at hand.
Your weapons.
We are in the last days.
You have
your
got that
God.
Right, sister. Having an indeterminate amount of time.
Your ass is for ass
and pie. Acting out a skit Friday and Saturday night at Sexy Liberal in L.A.
You have an indeterminate amount of time. Only the Lord knows to drop your weapons.
Resistance is futile.
And you can play Marcus redesigning the Rapture Bot.
Yes.
Furiously at the last second.
Rapture Bot dress up. That's the great thing. My little Rapture Bot, you can change your outfits, comb her hair.
Marcus thinks the Rapture is a musical. That's why he likes
it.
It's going to be super. Yeah. Oh.
Thanks for nothing. All things considered, I couldn't be better, I must say. I'm feeling super. Nothing bugs me.
See, I've said this before, that the media, they have to be polite. TV, they can't really mention that he's, gay.
So
he's clearly gay. So they just do that same clip of him dancing with her, and then waving at the Iowa.
Yeah.
No, we won.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey.
He's the homecoming queen. He's got a gun. Look out. Okay.
That's going to be her catchphrase or whatever. You know, where they give each one of them, go out there and say howdy. It'll make you seem more colloquial. And she'll walk out one time and go, hey, like that.
Marcus, okay. Ken in Pennsylvania says Herman Cain's plan is the best way to prosperity. Hello, Ken.
Really?
Morning, Stephanie. How you doing? That's exactly right. See, liberals and, sadly, a lot of politicians don't really understand the problem. Jobs are not the problem.
No.
Oh.
Jobs are the symptom. The problem is the lack of companies and businesses to create prosperity and sustainability. Herman Cain's plan changes the tax structure fundamentally so that can be achieved, and therefore it is a long-term
in a fundamentally awful way, it changes it.
It changes it so that, see, liberals believe that if you just create jobs, that's going to solve the problem.
Is this Tom DeLay?
Money.
Seriously, Tom, is that you?
Yeah.
Chris, stop making the international symbol for drinking.
He's already saw the savagery of 9/11 in the effects attacks and prepared for war. Liberals saw the savagery of 9/11 attacks and wanted to prepare indictments.
I stopped delay with my
offer
therapeutic 40 plan.
Understanding.
Just
for
crack
our
40.
Attackers. That's not slander. That's the truth.
Oh, boy.
Wow, they make
Tom DeLay's got nothing but time on his hands these days, doesn't he?
I like alcohol liberation.
See the problem.
That Austin promo pissed me off. I can't come to Austin.
This is a simple program. 999. Everybody can understand it, like the last caller. Even a drunk guy can understand. That's the problem with business, is that a lot of guys who run business aren't smart enough to understand numbers.
See, now that we have Ustream, you can see producer Chris is doing the scene from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're going the wrong direction.
How do you know which direction we're supposed to be going?
All right. I get letters at stephaniemiller.com. Oh, this was Hal.
Yes.
New baby daddy, Camden.
Yes.
He's been doing the Camden dance all morning here.
Mm-hmm.
But this was a story yesterday. You probably heard it. It's reason 7,631 why I don't have children. The woman that drank a box of wine and her kid wandered off. And she was mad because she's like, mommy should be able to have, what'd she call it, Chris? Adult time. This is adult time. This is mommy's adult time with mommy's special medicine.
Right.
Yeah. So she, they have, I don't know.
We'll have social services
drinks
take
every night.
Her child away, and then she'll have plenty of adult time in jail. That makes sense.
Chris,
with other adults.
Yes.
She'll be completely surrounded. Unless she's in Texas, where there will also be juveniles in adult prisons.
Chris writes, this is listener comedy. Oh. This is a joke about how my girlfriend Lisa is 17 years younger than I am. Steph, I'm hearing about the missing baby being Missouri and her mom drinking too much Bock wine. It makes me very concerned for Lisa. Do you have the proper precautions in your home, i.e. child gates on the stairs, etc.? Thank you.
Shut up, Chris. One of your fans!
It is a good point, though. I mean, she is a home alone right now, right? Yeah. I mean, I don't know if that's... Do you get a sitter or...
There's some big dogs.
Yeah. You have somebody kind of...
I have two cats now, one of whom
so they're watching
is a complete
her. That's
biatch.
Great.
Who we were explaining cat behavior yesterday, that there's a sound that's like, and then you just run for your life. It's
my cat's cool.
And my eyes fly open like Michelle Bachman at cutting aid off to Israel. Just,
my cat doesn't do that.
Lisa Carper sent me a "What Cats Are Really Thinking," and it's a cat licking his paw, going, "Let me clean off my bitch slapper, then we can get down to business." Steph, this is what Oreo's doing when she makes that noise. It's a boring noise.
Oreo.
Yeah, Mitt Romney should make it before he touches someone. Don't bring up the illegal immigrants on my yard.
Who let the cats out?
Yum, yum. It's like they all put a dish of food on the table that is the presidency, and they just all want to go at it at the same time, and whoever starts bogarting the bowl starts getting swatted by the other ones.
Kyle and I were speculating on who would have won the Mitt Romney-Rick Perry fistfight that was so close to happening, and Hal made a good point from the Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, well, they both
can't fight.
They can't fight at all, and people who can't fight actually have the worst, ugliest, most dangerous fights. Put two boxers around, you can kind of see how it's going to go, but you put two people who have no idea how to defend themselves together, it's like smashing pigeons together, or like trying to hold a chicken by its hind legs.
Yeah,
like
that's flailing,
Yeah, that's...
And then we'll just be all red-faced and...
Don't put your head on my shoulder! Stop it! Don't put your head on my shoulder!
Touching me!
I just cried from the adrenaline!
Anderson, he's touching me!
Anderson! Michelle Bachman runs out with a fire hose. Don't worry, I know what to do in this situation.
Seen this in the
when
basement.
When men get on men, this
I've
is what you do.
I've seen
this happen.
I've walked in on this several times. I just use a fire extinguisher. I have a little whistle I have around my neck. If
just
I blow it...
Part of the geeking process. Michelle... You know what we do here.
Practice the decaying in Marcus, and that's how we got the idea for the clinic. Okay, 19 minutes after the hour, right back. More hump days. Sexy liberal Hal Sparks on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Public indecency? We weren't really doing it. We were just acting.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours, damn right, it's better than yours, I could teach you, but I have to charge. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than
sexy liberal milkshake bringing all the boys to the yard this weekend. Oh, you guys gave me an idea. We already have a couple of really big surprises at LA Sexy Liberal this weekend. We should have hired a mini band. We should have Mini Kiss come, or maybe Mini Queen.
I see
Caramush, will you do the fandango?
Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me. For me. For me.
Sorry. Okay, boy. Started this. I'll be proud of yourself.
Well, once you fall down the mini band, there's no coming back. Yeah. Abby in San Francisco. Hello, Abby.
Hello, Stephanie and Mooks. And Hal, I want you to know I'm happily married, but if you need an understudy, you know, for the teabagging thing in San Francisco.
You've now got a stunt person. We could be replaced entirely.
Yeah, that's San Francisco, Halloween weekend next weekend's going to be a little off the hook, I think.
So, Steph, I was wondering if you got the same email from your brother that I did from my right-wing father-in-law, which was saying that the Occupy Wall Street was getting so much coverage in the liberal media and that they totally ignored the Tea Party before.
I've seen that. Yeah, I've seen that email. Wow. Yeah, they hardly covered the Tea Party at all. You'd barely know it exists.
You didn't hear a thing about it.
Yeah, I
got that one. Oh, by the way.
No, it's just a river in Egypt.
Interestingly enough, they did not cover... They covered the Tea Party a lot less when there's 12 people standing outside someplace. They gave them about 80% of the coverage they gave them when there was a lot more. Whereas the Occupy Wall Street movement, the Occupy, I mean, it's going global, and they're kind of going, well, I mean, it's a couple people down. Yeah, they're a bunch of tent. It's like Seattle. Hippies. It's like, yeah.
Julie in Seattle, by the way, sends this liberal media my ass. Obama gets the most negative coverage. Yep. A Pew Research study finds President Obama suffered the most unrelentingly negative treatment of all the presidential candidates. Though covered largely as a president rather than a candidate, negative assessments of Obama have outweighed positive by a ratio of 4-1. And in no week during those 5 months were more than 10% of the coverage about the president positive in tone. Of the Republican candidates, Rick Perry has received the most coverage and the most positive coverage of the news media of any Republican contender. Mm-hmm.
But enough about the Huffington Post.
No!
I would gladly teabag the HuffPo in a negative sense.
Oh, dear.
Not
Stephanie,
a fan.
I do not understand why you had that sparks on the radio program. I have a question, like a bug.
She should understand, because I do the show for free, and everybody who works for HuffPo works for free, pretty much. So
there you go. See, I'm taking the Ariana Huffington model.
Model, and just,
All right.
I just have to all these people write these things, and then I create an aggregate and pretend it's a real newspaper. And then I have 18-year-old right-wingers who I hire as interns creating all the headlines to make Obama look as bad as possible. And then I ignore the ship until it sinks. What's the problem?
Please.
Not wrong.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't care.
Please help me. Okay. Hal Sparks, Apple boy, you have to explain the, is it because the expectations were so high? Apple Inc. stunned Wall Street by reporting results that missed expectations for the first time in years, blaming rumors of the new iPhone for hurting demand in the September quarter. So they sold 17 million, but because they were supposed to sell 20, that's...
Right. That's the joke. Failure. That is the issue with the stock market, essentially. The other thing, too, is that... When it's one of the few performing stocks, and it still is one of the few performing stocks, it was, you know, if you have the app that shows you the stock market in greens and reds, it's one of the consistently green ones, even when the rest of the market is dipping. So people, you know, and
if you put your finger on the time on the front of your iPhone and drag it down, you'll bring up the stock ticker, and you can see Apple's stock, how it's going up.
Going up and up and up and up.
But then down because of the rumors yesterday.
Right, exactly. And by the way, some of those rumors are fomented to drive the stock price down so people can buy in because they know it's going to keep going up.
I'm obsessed with my new iPhone and also the website Siri says, which is my personal assistant. Oh, by the way, one of my friends freaked out and said, I can't believe you got an assistant. She must have misunderstood. No, it's your Siri. She's in my iPhone. I can't afford an actual one.
I would freak out if you got an assistant because you need one. Mm-hmm. Get an assistant, for God's sakes. Mm-hmm. The amount of employment.
I like Siri. I'm loyal to her.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, Siri, if you ask her what's the best phone, she says the one you're holding. Yeah. She's funny. Funny, cute. She's got a spunky sense of humor.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't she, Chris Lovett?
What?
She's
a wild
Chris
Lovett.
Yeah. What? Ooh, I haven't found that app yet, but I'll look.
I'd blush if I could. That's one of her responses if you ask her an untoward question.
Oh, my. 29 minutes after the hour. Back more with Hump Day's Pal on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
A savage, man-eating jungle cat, or a purring, satisfied kitty?
It is the 34th Stephanie Miller Show, 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Oh, it's a chairman, my goodness. Chairman Steve Israel, head of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome, Steve.
Hey, Stephanie, how you doing?
Good. Thank you so much for coming on with us, Chairman. We appreciate
it. I'm happy to do it. I always enjoy coming on your show, Stephanie.
Well, you know, I have to say, we just played a soundbite today of Herman Cain talking about how proud he is of his relationship with the Koch brothers. And, you know, you have to explain to people who they are and how they're trying to influence the 2012 campaign cycle. Can you do that?
Yeah, look, the Koch brothers are a major international conglomerate. the two brothers are essentially buying influence in elections. They're using secret money to influence American elections. Many of you listeners may remember sitting in front of a television during the last congressional election, turning on the television and suddenly seeing this, you know, really nefarious message about a Democratic candidate and not knowing who paid for that message, right. Not knowing who paid, who bought the time. Well, it turns out that the Koch brothers spent $42 million in the last congressional cycle to influence 2010 elections as a result of the Supreme Court Citizens United decision. So they are not transparent. They are not fair. And we now have new revelations that this company that talks about patriotism is actually conducting business with Iran, mm-hmm. a regime that chants death to America. So we've asked the Republicans to just return that money.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that it's interesting how much comedy can expose things. But this prank call to Governor Walker in Wisconsin was pretty stunning, wasn't it? While he was spending, you know, all of his time trying to, you know, destroy workers' rights and bust unions. You know, he had, 45 minutes to get on the phone with somebody he thought was one of the Koch brothers to, you know.
This is a corporation. They make brawny paper towels. Right. You know, they own lots of stuff in the United States. But they have an ideological agenda to privatize Social Security, to end Medicare. And to remove the protections on the air we breathe and the water we drink. And they give out lots of money, the vast, vast majority of it, to Republicans who share that ideological agenda. So it should be no surprise that Governor Walker, that the National Republican Congressional Campaign Committee, that Republicans across America would leave skid marks on whatever they were doing to answer a call from the Koch brothers, since the Koch brothers write the checks for their campaigns.
You know, we were just playing a soundbite in Right Wing World of Rush Limbaugh saying, oh, polls show that, Republicans are more enthusiastic about voting, basically, than Democrats are. You've got some polling, too, however, don't you, about going into November?
Yeah, no surprise that Rush Limbaugh would cherry-pick some polls. The most recent polling that exists, just from last week, NBC Wall Street Journal has Democratic congressional candidates ahead by 4 points. Reuters has Democratic congressional candidates ahead by 8 points. And that should come as no surprise because there is a deep sense of buyer's remorse that's setting in across the country. People did not elect a Republican Congress to end Medicare. They elected a Congress that would create jobs, and this crowd of Republicans hasn't lifted a single finger to pass a single bill to help a single small business create one single job. So they are failing miserably. And the American people want Democrats back in charge of the House of Representatives.
Well, I got to say, we were mentioning your colleague Barney Frank earlier, and I have to say I agree with him that this Occupy Wall Street, there's a lot of energy. There's a lot of great issues they're talking about. And he said, where were they in the midterms? I mean, I certainly hope we can harness that kind of energy because they're talking basically about what Dodd-Frank did, stronger, right?
Exactly right. Yeah, that's exactly right. And while they're talking, like, they have every right to be angry. People should be angry at a Republican Congress that won't create jobs and now wants to deregulate the very financial institutions that helped get us into this mess. So I understand why people are angry, and I understand why they're protesting. If we don't change the management of Congress, you're going to see a Republican majority that they're already trying to defund Dodd-Frank. They're going to repeal Dodd-Frank, and we're going to get right back into the mess that we were in 2008.
Yep. Chairman, tell us about the new candidate recruitment program that you got going at the DCC.
You know, it's interesting. After we lost the House, quite honestly, the Democrats were a little depressed, a little despondent, dispirited. We didn't know where our next dollar was coming from, and we didn't know where our next seat was coming from. We are just months and months ahead of schedule in two aspects. Number one, we've outraised the Republicans the first 8 months of the year. We're outraising them in fundraising. But even more importantly, we are fielding just an all-star cast of recruits who are running for Congress. We are fielding people from all walks of life, problem solvers. We've got the son of Hispanic immigrants who grew up to be a NASA astronaut and traveled on the space shuttle. We have mayors. We have police chiefs, fire chiefs. The first Cuban-American fire chief in Miami is running for Congress against David Rivera. We have small business people and innovators and entrepreneurs. Our goal was to try and have 60 Republican seats in play by the end of the year. We reached that goal on September 30th. We are ahead of schedule. This house is in play, and change is on the way.
Oh, that would be, I mean, honestly, that would be awesome. If we could get, you know, and I've said this over and over, let's get this president a Congress he can actually work with and get,
right.
Because poll after poll shows that the Americans are with you, you know, want the rich to pay their share of fare, want Social Security and Medicare protected, on and on. So keep fighting the good fight. Chairman Steve Israel, head of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. Thanks so much, Chairman.
Thanks, Destiny. Bye-bye.
All right. Talk to you soon. We always have the directions. He has to be out at a certain time because he's busy.
Yeah.
You don't get a chairman on every day.
No.
He's got time for a first
awesome.
Radio show, for God's sakes.
Love him. He's a fighter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. All right. Ken in L.A. is getting a sexy liberal fever with the big hometown show this weekend. Hi, Ken.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Spectacular.
Good. I wanted to redeem the name Ken from Pennsylvania. This other guy from
Pennsylvania?
Oh,
yes. Yes.
I was born there, and so I feel some responsibility to live up to the name Ken. My guess for some guests who are going to be for the show here in Los Angeles are going to be Perry, Kane, and Palin.
Sure.
Katy Perry, Michael Caine, Michael Palin.
Oh, look at you. See, you did the Hollywoods. Okay, those are incorrect. All right.
But I like the idea
kind
of also.
Did you see they did one poll? That Rick Perry did okay in one poll. He beat Katy Perry and Tyler Perry in a poll.
Oh, that's not...
Katy Perry got a bit of an ass whooping, but Tyler Perry was a little bit of a squeaker.
Close, yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. Gene in Minneapolis, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Gene.
Morning, Steph.
Good morning.
Wouldn't you love to know what the connection might be between Grover Norquist and the Koch brothers? There is one?
What?
Yeah, what is the new thing, by the way, Gene, that Grover Norquist is behind now? It really is incredible when I think of how this guy is able to affect policy and who elected him.
There are over 300 members of Congress who have signed his pledge, which I think is in violation of the Constitution. A lot of other people do, too.
Right, but his thing is no new taxes. Now it's repealing health care, that every Republican has to agree to repeal health care entirely.
Well, there is a website called gridlockgrover.com that Bill Press talked about with a guest on his show this morning, and I thought that your audience should hear about it because I think it's an awesome idea to get this all out in the opening and actually go after the source.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I have heard about that, and thank you for that. Mm-hmm. By the way, here's a story because it involves Apple that you love. Because I know you don't normally like Celebrity Stack, but the situation got kicked out of an Apple store for cutting in line. Come on, that's the feel-good story of the morning.
He was trying
to get his iPhone 4 before
cutting.
Yeah, because he's the sitch in the Apple store in Vegas, and he got. Got his ass booted. Yeah,
nice.
I waited in line for my iPhone 4.
Did you really? You don't wait in lines.
Oh, by the way, there's really heavy security in the Hollywood one. Have you tried to get in there at night? There's like security guards. And they let you in. And
you
have to explain everything. No! Hollywood. Anyway, but you have to explain what you want. And yeah.
It's a thing.
There's heavy security.
Oh, all right.
All right. I'm just saying I waited in line. Situation. All right, this was the, there's one of these stories, isn't there, like once a month, like somebody got their cell phone bill that's like $1 billion.
Yes.
$1 million.
Uh-huh.
$1 million.
Yeah, I was worried about this, by the way. I've asked them like 6 times if they took me off roaming, because remember when I went to France, I had to do this.
Right.
And I keep asking, okay, that's off now, right? So that, a South Florida woman got a shock when she opened a recent cell phone bill for $201,000. She has 2 deaf-mute brothers on her plan. They communicate by texting using their phones to watch videos. Normally not a problem. She has the appropriate data plan. The bill is like $175, but they went spend 2 weeks in Canada, and she didn't change to an international plan. Anyway, the station reports T-Mobile cut her bill to $2,500 and gave her 6 months to pay.
Oh.
And why did they do the right thing? Because it was on the TV. The same reason anybody does the right thing.
That's right.
Or not. Because they got a little publicity.
Well, the real story there is that it does not cost them that much to, you know, data actually is easier than a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
And one single phone call requires less data transmission than, you know, 100,000 texts or some odd number like that. So the fact that they charge you 12 cents or 25 cents for going over your plan is robbery.
Absolute robbery.
There's reason for it.
You know how long it took me in the Apple store? You know. Because I was like, I got the M4, what's that thing, the hotspot?
The MiFi.
I got the MiFi and the iPad and the iPhone, but I don't know how the data goes where and which one you use, and I didn't even...
Right.
It's confusing if you're not, you know.
Well, sure. I mean,
Titty
Titty Bang Bang didn't have a manual. Right. Everybody's run into these issues at some point.
Yeah.
Okay. A YouTube hacker puts porn on the Sesame Street channel.
Yeah. Oh, that's not good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No.
True story.
I think the funniest part of this, Sesame Street received no viewer complaints.
Really?
Well, who watches
Kids
Sesame
like it.
Street
Kids
on their,
like it. Yeah.
You know, on
YouTube.
Online. Yeah, on YouTube, right, exactly.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. The kids liked it, obviously.
No.
All right, 45 minutes.
Was it at least hot porn?
I don't know what kind it was. No. 45 minutes after the hour, right back with the remaining moments of Hump Days with sexy liberal Hal Sparks on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, my God, this is so amazing. It's all anybody in my class is talking about.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, Hump Days with Hal Sparks. This hour brought to you by GoToMeeting, the best way to host an online meeting. My listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the try free button, type in the promo code Stephanie. Promo code is Stephanie. All right, it is Sexy Liberal Week here in Los Angeles, the big Sexy Liberal show at the Wadsworth Theater Friday and Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
John Fugelsang will be live in studio with us on Friday for the big show. Oh, and also Roland, tour director, will be...
Oh, Roland's going to come in?
We're going to grab him by the scruff of the neck.
That's
like a
awesome.
Kitten and dragging him in here.
I've never
on
met
Friday?
Him.
Oh, you've never met Roland?
Never met Roland. I've talked to him on the phone,
well,
but...
You'll understand so much.
He's high-strung. High-strung. Yeah.
A little tightly wound.
A little tightly wound. Yeah. That poodle on linoleum. Very. Gets it done, though. Gets
it
done. Yeah.
Well, I mean.
All right. He is. All right. So we were talking.
I'm just saying that perhaps.
All right. Mitt Romney and Herman Cain yesterday on the apples and oranges.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Will the people in Nevada not have to pay Nevada sales tax and in addition pay the 9% tax?
Governor Romney, you're doing the same thing that they're doing. You're mixing apples and oranges.
I'm going to be getting a bushel basket that has apples and oranges in it because I'm going to pay both taxes.
Are those the softest apples in town, like at the used food emporium?
Yes, exactly.
Yes, okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. Romney has soft apples. He uses them for brains.
Mm. And Michelle Bachmann oddly stayed away from fruit analogies altogether. I don't know. I don't know. Huh. I don't know what I meant by that, and I don't.
I just hate you, I hate your ass face.
Good job on the outfit, Marcus. Oh my God, it was so like June Cleaver in
Captain Janeway from Star Trek
Voyager.
Yes, very. It was a little retro
I'm like
and yet
the
snappy.
First female Captain Kirk up in this
little military.
Little epaulets. She looked like a backup dancer for Michael Jackson, who like I toured with him back in the day. Oh. I still have the outfit.
Okay. No! Okay. Wait a minute. No, somebody else gave me the. What is the? Hang on a second. I got it here. What does she look like? Did I say the right? June Cleaver in. No, the other thing. Not the Star Trek? Is that what I'm thinking?
Yeah. No. She wasn't in Star Trek.
No,
June Cleaver was not.
Me.
No, she was never a.
All right,
at
I'll
no point was June Cleaver the actual.
June Lockhart in Lost in Space.
Oh, sure. There you
that's
go.
What I meant.
Sure. Well, that's a fusion of those two things because, I mean, she was basically Doris Day
in
space.
I can see where you were going with that.
Yeah. You know, I'm playing Susie Homemaker in a future where that stereotype still thrives.
Mm.
And it's my only option.
Danger,
even in
Will
space,
Robinson.
As a trained astronaut,
I
gotta make bacon and eggs.
Waiting for the hate sex that I told you is coming. It's some debate between Rick Perry and Mitt Romney, and they got as close last night as they were just like right here, right there.
They were touching.
Touching.
Herman, I love you, brother, but let me tell you
something.
Wait a
minute. That was the racist thing. Moment. That's when he called Herman Cain brother twice.
Herman, I love you, brother, but let me tell you something. You don't have to have a big analysis to figure this thing out. It's not going to fly.
Come here. Let me give you some noogies. I love you, you big N-word head. Come here.
Which is why I like... Doesn't take a strong analysis to figure this out, which is why I was able to do it.
Mm.
I am incapable of strong analysis.
All right, here's the man fight.
Mitt, you lose all of your standing from my perspective because you hired illegals.
Credibility is the word.
I don't think I've ever hired an illegal in my life.
And so I'm afraid, I'm looking forward to finding your facts on that, because that just doesn't...
I'll tell you what the facts are.
Rick, again,
you had the
Rick,
word, you,
I'm speaking,
your newspaper,
I'm speaking,
the newspaper,
I'm speaking, I'm speaking.
Time for you to...
I'm speaking. Anderson!
That was a plea.
I'm trying to use the phone! I'm trying to use the phone!
Stop talking!
You stood here in front of the American people and did not tell the truth that you had illegals working on your property.
You have a problem with allowing someone to finish speaking. And I suggest that if you want to become president of the United States, you got to let both people speak.
Mm. I'm speaking.
That was a what?
I'm talking, and you are listening.
We have rules, and I okay. Anderson, okay. Teacher said.
Quit it. Ow. Teacher said that I could put.
No, if I put away the projector, then I was able. I get 30 seconds.
Anderson, he's touching me.
Ow! Stop bugging your sister.
Why are you touching yourself?
I will pull this debate over in a second. Sorry. No juice cups for you or Newt.
Why are you hitting yourself? Okay. That was a little skit. Yeah. Okay.
Mitt kind of crossed that invisible line that your parents used to draw down the back seat of the car.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And he crossed it.
Rick Perry just like... it came from that. Mm.
Yep.
Yeah, listen, Hal Sparks from, the South. He's don't touch a redneck.
Don't do it. Yeah.
Yankees don't touch the Southerners.
It's not a good idea.
Nope. He was like he was trying to calm a redneck down in a bar. Now you just gentle down there a little.
Especially somebody with such like obvious manhood issues as that crowd.
Yeah.
You know, otherwise we would have to, you know, the only
well,
one
we
is,
speculated that because it was a Republican debate, many of them were probably armed, like Rick Perry, and he would have, you know,
shot himself in the leg.
You just made me shoot my off.
I just
damn you, Mitt.
Just shot himself right in the calf.
All right, looky here. We were just talking about the Koch brothers with Chairman Steve Israel. Governor Walker broke yet another campaign pledge.
You don't say.
Yeah, no, he didn't mention first of all anything about the union busting when he ran. During his campaign, he promised as a government employee himself he would immediately pay the full cost of his pension when he took office. Documents obtained by the Associated Press in response to open records request reveal he did not keep his promise and didn't start paying fully the cost of his pension until state law forced him to. He's a big lying sack. Where's my lying sack?
You're a lying, scheming, stinking, nasty sack of liquid crap.
Okay, all right. The big news out of Hollywood House. What is going on with Demi and Ashton? I have to know. She was still wearing her wedding ring, but she was alone at her movie premiere, and he was alone at the Clinton thing.
And he wasn't wearing his wedding ring.
Delisted saying everyone was remarking how thin she was. She looked like she hooked herself up to a lipo machine and set it to Leanne Rimes. Which I don't know if that's a setting on a lipo machine, but she does look a little thin.
She does, a little bit.
I don't know. I just love that Hillary Clinton was dancing to Yeah by Usher. Because I've often thought she's probably a lady in the street and a freak in the bed.
Well, her husband's office is in Harlem. Like, they're obviously...
She's a freak in the bed. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm talking to you, Libya. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's up, Libya? She was in Libya. Surprise. Yeah. I don't know. There was no word she was dancing to Usher.
They sign a treaty, after the State Department does a big thing like that, that song immediately comes on the speakers and she starts doing this.
Right. Well, she said that she's pretty sure that Gaddafi's going to be killed or captured soon. That's what I'm talking about, Libya. Yeah, let's drink.
Although you're probably not going to get a drink in Libya.
No. Well, I'm just saying, theoretically.
Okay.
That's how you know that we have succeeded in Libya.
Have to bring one of those big gangsta goblets.
Yes.
You know, a gold goblet with a big
when Hillary Clinton
chalice.
Starts chugging a Colt 45 and playing Usher, we'll know that Gaddafi. Yeah! Bam! Gaddafi!
You guys know where the U.S. Dollar sign? You know where that comes from? You know what that is?
No.
It used to be U.S. currency. It was a U and an S, and they just cut off the bottom of the U. Those two stripes through it used to be a U.
I can finish with this music, can't I? Because it's Sexy
sure.
Liberal Week here
Absolutely.
In Los Angeles. HalSparks.com for all things Hal Sparksian. Mm-hmm. SexyLiberal.com, the Sexy Liberal website. Sexy Liberal on Facebook. See if you can snatch up a couple of those floaty single tickets for this weekend in LA.
Oh, yeah.
It's
going
to be special big surprise.
We call them the knock booters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Hal Sparks. We'll see you tomorrow on
Absolutely.
Stephanie Miller Show.